Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk Section 3, Bostall Woods to Oxley's Wood, a distance of 2.5 miles and takes 1.25 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces which include some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From picturesque woods to Fanny on the Hill. To walk to Oxley's Wood via East Wickham Open Space at the Green Chain major signpost, take the left-hand path with Bostall Heath to your back and continue straight ahead. Follow the path down the hill, taking the middle option where the path splits into three. Follow the marker post through Bostall Woods, keeping the open glade on your left.
Bostall Woods were originally known as Old Park Wood. In 1906, the woods were described as picturesque and charming beyond description. It was reported that the woods were densely planted with Scots pine, but by 1939, they had been ravaged by beetle, and only a few of these trees survived. More recently, the hurricane of 1987 has left its mark.
You will emerge at a lodge called Woodside at the end of the driveway.
The cottage on the left, on leaving the woods, was formerly a lodge leading to Goldie Lee Hospital. The hospital was built as an orphan's home in 1902. The avenue of trees along the old driveway is still in evidence behind the cottage inside the woods.
At Woodside, turn left down the track to Cemetery Road and then right to follow the Plumstead Cemetery wall.
Built on a hillside laid out as parkland in the 17th century, Plumstead Cemetery was formed in 1890. Prior to this, it was considered as a site for the transfer of the Epsom races. A number of the people killed in explosions at the Woolwich Arsenal are buried here.
Continue along Cemetery Road and left into Wickham Lane. Cross the road and turn right at the Forester's Arms. Follow Highbanks Close until it turns to the left. At this point, enter East Wickham Open Space. Climb to the top of the hill and the Green Chain Information Board.
In recent times, this open space was used as a council tip. Locals still refer to the area as Fanny on the Hill. This was the name of a pub located just to the right of the path at the top of the hill and demolished in 1949. Local legend maintains that this pub was used by the notorious highwayman Dick Turpin.
Continue straight on to the Green Chain major signpost. At the signpost, bear right along the edge of the planting and then turn right to follow the wooden marker posts across East Wickham Open Space. Watch out for the first one at the beginning of the plantation of young trees. The playground should be on your left. You go through the areas of recently planted trees and downhill to a boardwalk, which is wheelchair accessible, and out onto Glenmore Road. Turn left along Glenmore Road and right into Dryden Road. Follow Dryden Road, crossing the junction with Edison Road and passing Milton Road. Enter the open space where Dryden Road bends to the left. From Fanny on the Hill to Shooter's Hill. Continue along the footpath, alongside a wooden fence on your left, through the open space to the metal fence. Pass through the gate to the open field. Look out for the many varieties of butterflies that enjoy the nettles and brambles along here.
This was once the last working farm on the road to London. The farmhouse dates from the 1890s and the holding was run as a piggery and abattoir producing pork and bacon for the co-op. The land has recently been purchased from the co-op by the Woodlands Farm Trust with the help of grant monies. The farm offers a variety of programmes to meet the needs of individuals and groups, including orienteering, guided tours and practical activities. For further information, ring 020 8319 8900 or log on to www.thewoodlandsfarmtrust.org.
Next, bear to the right to follow the field boundary across the hedgerow and stream. As you near the far end of the field, turn right and cross the stream, and then after a short distance, turn left, cross the small area of scrubland to emerge onto Shooters Hill / Belgrove Road near the filling station.
The busy A207 Dover Road over Shooters Hill is part of Watling Street, the ancient Romeway from London to St Albans, extended by the Romans to Rochester and Canterbury. The name Shooters Hill is popularly accepted as a reference to highway robbers and thieves operating on the hill. A more likely explanation is a combination of the ancient words shore, a wood, and tot, a hill, or it may be a reference to the archers who practiced their shooting here. To protect travellers from violent practices, Henry IV ordered the clearing of the woods adjoining the road at Shooters Hill. However, even in 1661, Samuel Pepys reported riding under the filthy remains of a man hanging on a gibbet, a grisly public display used as a warning to highway robbers.
From Shooters Hill to Oxley's Wood. Cross Shooters Hill / Belgrove Road, turn right, and then left to enter Oxley's Wood past number 415 Belgrove Road. You now leave the very noisy road behind as you enter the complete contrast of the tranquil woodland.
This 180-acre woodland is the remains of an ancient woodland on Shooters Hill. Designated as a site of special scientific interest and local nature reserve, it contains a variety of trees, including oak, birch, hornbeam and alder. Look out for the wide variety of barks and leaves. Some of the shrubs, such as Guelder Rose, Midland Thorn and Buckthorn, are quite rare in London, while some others are more usually associated with outcrops of chalk. These include Wayfaring Tree and Dogwood. The woods are also noted for the large mature wild cherry and service tree. In spring, you can see bluebells in abundance with wood anemone and wood sorrel. Along streams and ditches are sedges, yellow pimpernel and a number of ferns. The lower, damper slopes support a rich variety of fungi. Breeding birds include the tree creeper, nuthatch, woodpecker, chiffchaff and wood warbler.
Take a right turn a short way inside the woods and follow the marker posts through the woods to reach the wider horse ride track. Turn left along this track and continue for some distance to reach the green chain major signpost. To go to section 6, continue southwards to Mottingham and beyond. To head west towards the Thames Barrier or Plumstead, turn right and follow the marker posts up through the woods, eventually turning left along another horse ride track and to the green chain major signpost. Here you can continue to the pavilion at Oxley's Meadow, where there are refreshments and toilets. Two routes join at this point, one from the Thames Barrier via Charlton Park and Woolwich Common, section 5, and one from Plumstead via Shrewsbury Park, section 4. Congratulations, you have completed this section.